Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I'm very excited about it. I know that everybody's pumped that's out there listening to us. Oh, there they are. Totally amazing. You know, just this week, listen, quiet. Okay, listen. Just this week, over 48,000 that we've reached just this week, you know, on the VFN radio reach is happening at VFN TV. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how we just love you guys. We're excited about reaching out to you. And we're just beginning. We're just now getting our footing. You know, by God's grace, and if he empowers us, we're going to stay with you, and we're going to walk this thing out. And maybe until the Lord returns, but at least until the stadiums are filled and we've fulfilled in our generation what he's called us to do. But it is time. It is time for the U.S. citizenship test. Of course, I always call it the USS, coming from my Navy experience, the United States ship. It's actually the United States citizenship test. Mm. And there's a test that everybody has to take to be able to become a United States citizen. It's a 100-question test. And if you really watch C-SPAN, you wonder if anybody on C-SPAN's ever even seen this test. You know, if you watch how they negotiate with each other, you're thinking, isn't it part of the basic citizenship test? And it's sort of like when I was in the Navy, that you went through boot camp and you did all this tough stuff in boot camp. But once you got out of boot camp, it's like you didn't do that anymore. Unlike us Navy, not like the Marines, they continued to stay fit. And it was just like, if you can just get through boot camp, and it's almost like the citizenship test today, it's like, if you can just get through this test, you really don't have to do it. Just pass the test. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? We got to get back to the original intent of this. And what we're doing is we are taking 5 questions at a time, this 100-question test, and we're moving right along. I think everybody's doing fairly well. We're all learning as we go. We found out how competitive Pat is.
Yes, we did.
It's amazing, isn't it? We need to pray for Pat. It was pretty intense. it was pretty intense. And, you know, we just all need Jesus. We just all need Jesus, you know. And it's moments in competition. I mean, he's a Saints fan. You think you'd be, you know, it doesn't matter which way it goes or nothing. But, you know, I don't know where that came from. But here we are. Who goes first today? Do you know who goes
first? It's John.
Isn't that amazing? He slept on this all night long. You know what I'm saying? He didn't look at nothing. He just knew exactly it was your turn. Well, this is going to be a real difficult question. Then, of course, this is how it goes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to ask you the question, and you need to pause and think, because when you tell me you're ready for the answer, that's going to be your final answer. And, of course, if you get it right, of course, everybody's always excited. Always excited when you get it right. But, of course, if you get it wrong... So here we are. Here is your first question for the United States citizenship test. Out of 5 today, we're going to do the first one, which is really the number 26 question. But first one today is, we elect a president for how many years? We elect a president for how many years? All right, here we are. This is the question. This is the question that Pat said you would take first. He's the one that put the order out here. You know what I'm saying? So cool.
Thank you, Pat.
No problem.
We elect a president for how many years?
4 years.
Oh, my goodness. You did it. Oh, that is so wonderful. That is so cool. That could have been Pat's question, but he wanted to make sure that he wanted to make sure that you had that question. He is just so kind. He is so kind.
So kind.
And how he does
You're welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
I'm sure he
and
will.
Compassionate. He's just listening.
Well, he's kind. Kind.
Oh. Matter of fact, you can have the next one.
You can have the next one. Can you spell president?
How many colors are in the flag?
How many colors are in the flag? I was listening to VFN Radio yesterday. We're going to maybe sewing a new star on the flag soon for Puerto Rico becoming a state. Pat. This is a 4-year citizenship, you know, self-deport. You may have to go to New Orleans. here's the question. In what month, I want you to think about it. Wait, pause, think, then it's going to take a little bit. In what month do we vote for the president. All right, here we go. The question is, from the U.S. citizenship test, which appear to be a little bit easier than some of the other ones that you've had.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, in what month do we vote for the president of the United States?
That would be November.
Hey, oh my goodness. That was very good. You know, it's very important. Okay. Listen, it's very important because, you know, if you've never been here before and you want to know when the president, you're going to vote for him, you got to, it's November and it happens every 4 years. I mean, a lot of people don't know, well, how long does the sheriff, is he in office? How long is the governor in office? And we need to find these things out. I mean, who ever thought that you know, a House representative's 2 years, senators, six years, and the president's 4 years. That's brilliant because there is no, all of a sudden, everybody's leaving office and brand new spanking people are coming in who don't know anything. Mm-hmm. Of course, they had no idea that people would just stay there forever like mold. They were thinking people would actually leave and go back to their farms and that type of thing. Maybe that day will come back. Okay, this question goes to John. John, here is the question. The question for you is, what? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The question is, what is the name of the president? What is the name of the president of the United States? What is the name of the president of the United States? Well, hold on my thought right now.
Okay.
John, what is the name?
Yes.
What is the name? What is the name? You need more time? You got this.
I think I got this.
What is the name of the president of the United States of America?
I'm going to go with.
This is your final answer now.
It's my final answer. I'm going to go with Barack Obama.
Hey, oh my goodness. Very good. President Barack Obama was just elected as the president in this November, because we vote for our president in November. And that was pretty good. That was pretty good. You think you would have these questions first, right?
Yeah.
You think, oh my, we got 100 of these puppies. If it's already like that already, you know, what's the DNA or whatever? Okay, Pat. Here is the next question. The next question for you today from the citizenship test is, what is the name? What is the name of the vice president of the United States now? Okay, what is it? The final answer, what is the name of the vice president now?
That would be Joe Biden.
Ah, very good. Very, very good. Exactly right. He is the vice president. He's also known as Joe the Vice President. He used to be called Joe the Plumber. As Joe the Vice President. The final and the last question from the citizenships today, there's like a mouse situation that's going on right here. It's like a mouse, not a mouse, but a mouse. Is John. This is so important. This is from the citizenship test. The citizenship test from the United States, which we are finding out that we need to learn this. And it's really helping us out. But here's the question. The question for you today is, if the president can no longer serve, you know, as president, who becomes the president? If the president can no longer serve, who becomes the president? Okay.
Are you ready?
I think he was Googling it.
Let me see.
No. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go with. Would that be Joe Biden, the vice president?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yes. Well, as long as that he is the vice president at the time. So it's the vice president. Whoever the vice president is. And then you think about it. It's so important to understand that the reason why a president runs, when he's running for office, he has to find a vice president to go on the ticket with him. The reason why he does that, or possibly she in the future, is so that in case they're picking somebody that will be president, in case they get sick or something happens to them, they can no longer serve in office. So it's very important, you know, is that person that they're choosing to be their vice president, are you confident that they can be president? And it's so important because that's happened several times in America's history. Yeah. I mean, we've had, 44, 45, 46 presidents?
I believe.
44?
That's 44.
44. And that it's happened. And so you don't just get anybody. Would you be comfortable with that person being the president of the United States, because it could just happen. You just never know. And so that's why they pick a particular candidate and they really think it through and understanding this person is the person that I would like to be able to carry on, you know, after me if I wasn't to survive or got sick or something of that nature. Well, congratulations. You guys have done so well today.
Yay.
You would think, from the citizenship test that these questions would have been first.
Yeah.
I know
y'all were sweating based on some of the other ones that that we had right there. But this is very, very important, and it's 100 questions. We're going to make this available on the VFN Torch where you could probably give yourself and share with your family. Well, what a way to be an American, to raise your children up to be able to answer these 100 questions. And what a way to go, you know what, I'm going to actually talk to my congressman and my senator or my governor and the questions I'm going to ask them these 100 questions, and then I'm going to say, you know, do you plan on bearing fruit in agreement with these in your office while you're serving in office? And that's like, wow, that's great. It's a brilliant form of government that our forefathers, you know, put together. But they came under many years of tyranny that brought them to this particular place. They didn't just come up with some scheme or some idea. There was a lot of pain and tyranny, and there's a reason why they did what they did. And so we need to regain. Reboot, go back to the original tent of our founding fathers in the U.S. Constitution and understand, you know what? We don't want to mess up, you know, what many people gave their lives for us to be able to have.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.